The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program. Resolve your farming disputes outside of court with free mediation services. For more information, visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. More of a warning than a celebration, and a look at those markets are coming your way. Hello, Michigan. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. China has fulfilled its commitment to buy 12 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans, according to a report from Reuters. But one ag market expert says the news is more of a warning than a celebration. C.J. Miller reports.
When you look at 12 million metric tons, essentially half of what they were buying over the last couple of years and a third of what they were buying more than a decade ago from the United States, they were in the direction of moving away from us, something that I've been warning the industry about for the last probably 7 or 8 years.
And that's Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist with StoneX. He says the harsh reality is that the competition that America's soybean producers are facing from Brazil is only going to get tougher and tougher in the years to come.
We are not the low-cost producer in the world anymore. Brazil can produce two crops, sometimes three, on the same ground each year. They have a cheap currency that makes their products cheaper on the international market as well. China's been investing in Brazilian agriculture and infrastructure, working in this direction to try to grow their soybeans in Brazil.
But Suderman adds there is a silver lining.
But I do think the positive in it is it does help us bridge the gap as we shift toward more of a domestic demand scenario for soybeans, be it for livestock production and be it for biofuel production. And so rather than export bulk commodities, we need to be focused on value added versus protein, which protein demand is soaring in the world, not just in the United States, but in the world. And also biofuel demand. Biofuel demand is growing globally as well.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Bitter cold in control today, and we've got plenty of lake effect to talk about. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Ag Today weather update. High pressure sits just to our north and also to our west. But the only thing it's doing is creating west winds that's going right across the Great Lakes, triggering lake effect snow over a large part of Michigan here, at least western half of the lower peninsula. Now, this is going to hold right on through sunset tonight. The winds ease tomorrow, mostly because everything's being drawn into that big system down to the south. Strong winter storm wanting to lift northeast out of the southern plains right through the Ohio Valley. I do believe that throws cloud cover into Michigan, and for Sunday, not tomorrow, but Sunday, I think we have to look for some snow as a very northern offshoot of this, dragging through southeastern Michigan, Detroit, south and southeastward. We are going to be seeing a fairly significant amount of snow, but I don't think this is going to cause major travel problems. This is just going to add to some of the lake effect snows or even lingering snows from a few weeks back that are still sitting around over the area. So not a big story for us, definitely a big story farther south. If you're planning on traveling south, look out. You may want to check on your destination and see what the activity is there. High pressure comes in behind this weather system to finish the weekend Sunday night and go through the start of next week. Honestly, next week is dry beginning to end. No new significant frontal boundaries coming through. Yeah, we might see some lake interaction at times, particularly Tuesday night, Wednesday, but I'm not looking for a lot of problems there. So dry but chilly all week. Temperatures are going to try and moderate a little bit the week of the 2nd. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Well, here we are in 2026, but a lot of 2025 is still hanging around. Fortunately, the award-winning farm broadcasters that kept you informed in 2025 are still here in 26. Michigan Ag Today has the largest farm news gathering team in the state with the experience and resources you can trust. There are a lot of unknowns ahead in 2026, but you can count on Michigan Ag Today to deliver the information you will need. On air and online, turn to Michigan Ag Today.
Let's take a look at those markets. Final numbers are coming your way, but right now, let's take a look at Thursday's grain markets. Here's C.J. Miller along with Carl Setzer with Consys Ag Consulting. They spoke just before the close of trade on Thursday. Carl, we saw corn futures trade just a few cents higher to close out the day, but soybeans, on the other hand, trading on both sides of even here on Thursday, Carl.
Yeah, we saw a bit of a division in the market here. We saw the grains trade a little higher. Corn, we started out the session kind of really lethargic back and forth. And then about mid-session, we saw some buying interest enter that corn market. Started to really build in the wheat. And we saw gains of nearly 8-9 cents in the wheat complex today, Chicago and Kansas City both. A little bit of a concern over Russian production. Russian officials coming out and saying that if the bitter cold temperatures that are forecast do materialize, they will see crop damage. China also walking back their production a little bit, saying that 50% of their current winter wheat crop is being heavily stressed and is rated as poor to very poor. A year ago, that was just 10%. So not looking too good on that Chinese wheat crop. And of course, here in the U.S., we got some bitter cold temperatures coming in. Going to miss a part of the wheat belt, but we're still going to see some damage more than likely. And that give the complex some light buying support here. And soybeans, yes, we started out the day stronger. Saw a little profit taking in the spreads between oil and meal. Oil had been out to a 5-month high. We saw oil back off a little bit, meal firm today.
And that was Carl Setzer with Consys Ag Consulting. March corn is up 2.25 at 424. May corn is also up 2.5 at 432.25. March soybeans are down 0.5 at 1064. May beans are 1076.25, up 1.25. March wheat 515.5, up 7.75. February cattle is down 72 cents at 232.37. And Feb hogs up 62 cents at 88.47. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.